The Israeli government will meet in just under 2 hours' time when it's expected to approve the peace plan for Gaza. If it does formally back the agreement, a ceasefire will go into immediate effect. This is how the news was greeted in Gaza City, which in recent weeks has been heavily bombarded by Israel. And this is how the announcement was received by some in Jerusalem.
I'm very, very happy. We prayed all in Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah for the hostages to come back and be healthy and safe, and all the soldiers. And I'm very, very happy to hear about it. We say today prayer called Hallel. It say thanks to God for all the good things He do, and I think this is a great day. There's no better joy in a holiday than hear that our brothers are going to come back home.
It's unbelievable. It's very exciting, very emotional. I'm very happy. I woke up. I was extremely happy. We care about every single Jew. We truly care about them. The only issue is what is the actual price? There's price for everything. The question is did this deal contains a price that we willing and have the ability to pay or not? I don't know.
Very exciting to hear that my brother come home. We pray of him a lot. We waited for him. It's a perfect morning. It's a miracle.
Well, the families of Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas welcomed the news when they spoke by phone to the US President Donald Trump.
President Trump, you have the best crowd in the world. What do you guys have to say to President Trump?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody.
You did it.
Mr. President, we believe in you. We know you've done so much for us, and we trust you'll fulfill the mission until every hostage, every 48 of the hostages are home.
You just take care of yourselves. The hostages will come back. They're coming, all coming back on Monday. All?
Shortly, we'll have further reaction. But to bring us through the developments of the past few hours, I'm joined by Belle True, Chief International Correspondent with The Independent. Belle, the details haven't been fully disclosed. So how much do we know about this deal?
Well, what we understand is this is an initial first phase. So speaking to sources who've been briefed on the talks, they told me we're talking about 20 living hostages and captives being released in the initial 3 to 4 day period, which would see several hundred Palestinians held in Israeli prisons also released. Now, the majority of those Palestinian prisoners are those who've been arrested since the 7th of October 2023, but also will include some life sentences, those serving life sentences. At the same time, there will be a withdrawal of Israeli forces from some of the more populated cities. But again, the withdrawal line, we don't know exactly. From what I can understand from previous discussions that were happening in the lead up to this, that will not include the city, like, for example, of Rafah, which is in the south of Gaza along the border with Egypt. So all of these things will be happening in the initial stages. Now, we still have to have the Israeli government vote on this. We expect that to be pushed through. Then the ceasefire, so the cessation of hostilities, will begin. Then Hamas will locate the living hostages, and this process will happen. The next phase will be negotiated during this period, hopefully, and that will include the bodies of the deceased hostages, the remaining Palestinian prisoners, as have been agreed, and of course some of the most difficult sticking points, like governance of Gaza, disarmament of Hamas. You know, what happens in day two of all of this?
Mm-hmm. As we know, in this country, sequencing or choreography, as it used to be called, can be very important when it comes to peace agreements. And that also seems to be the case here.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, it's really going to be a very tense few days to see who responds to which part of the agreed deal, if there's any violations. There will also be a lot of international pressure on this. You know, Donald Trump has staked his name to this. He's made it very clear that this is the deal to end all deals. He's repeatedly campaigned as a peacemaker president and has even reportedly been eyeing up a Nobel Peace Prize. He wants this to work, but there is lots of times in the past where it has failed. And again, as I said, the sticking points are really huge. Palestinian statehood is a big question mark. That is something that was briefly mentioned in Trump's peace plan. It's something the Palestinians say is a red line. It's something that their supporters in the Middle East region, the mediators, have said is important. It's something that Netanyahu said will never happen. We also have, you know, pressure from within Netanyahu's government, who said they don't want any kind of deal. So there's still a lot to be determined. There's still a lot that could go wrong. But at least for the moment, we look like we're the closest we've got yet to ending 2 years of devastation and war.
As you say, it is widely expected that Israel's cabinet will approve this deal later this afternoon. But is much pushback expected from the hardliners?
There will, of course, be pushback from figures like Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, who've said repeatedly that any deal, any end of the war is a surrender unless the whole of Gaza is destroyed and Hamas is eliminated. Smotrich has even been part of meetings where he's talked about there being a, quote, real estate bonanza of Gaza, where Israel and the US would split up this prime Mediterranean real estate between them, and that would pay off the cost of the war for the past 2 years. So some really violent and concerning language. That said, though they have had a lot of power in the past, these extreme right members of the cabinet actually don't have a huge amount of seats in the Israeli Knesset. They are still a minority, and there is so much pressure right now from all sides. I think this will be passed by the government, and it will go into effect. But again, you know, Netanyahu will potentially be facing the collapse of his razor-thin coalition because, you know, those far-right members have said that they would walk away from the coalition. But as I said, there's huge pressure on the ground. We've seen weekly massive protests of hundreds of thousands of people inside Israel calling for a ceasefire. We've heard rumours of the chief of staff himself in Israel being against in continued warfare. We've obviously had public statements from former Israeli military and intelligence figures coming forward saying this won't work, we need a ceasefire now. People on the ground in Israel tell me they feel like Israel has become a pariah. They're worried about the future of their country. So I think this will continue. The question is this just going to be another temporary ceasefire with phase one and it ends? Or are we going to see real long-term peace where we see a brighter future for everyone?
Beltrú of The Independent, thank you very much for being with us this afternoon.